This is the problem. Take a pair of skates.
A little while ago, I started talking about the practice known as washing one's hands, and how removing bad bacteria from your hands can improve your health to a remarkable level. In fact, hand washing is one of the cheapest and most effective health measures known. It's right up there with drinking pure water rather than drinking sewage-polluted water. Now, water is a good start, but soap makes the job so much better. Water is fine for removing some types of mess from your hands or clothes. If the messy stuff dissolves in water, then the water will pick up or dissolve the mess and your hands or clothes are left clean. But if the messy stuff is made from fat and grease, then it will not dissolve in water. And now you have a problem, a mess that water cannot shift, and you're left with dirty hands or clothes. Soap is the magic stuff that can shift greasy dirt. And that's because it's made up from rather special molecules. Each of these molecules has two ends that are very different. One end loves water, and will dissolve in water and will stick to water molecules. And this end is called the hydrophilic end. Now, the other end loves fats and grease, and it will dissolve them, but it hates water. And so this end is called the hydrophobic end. So using the fat-loving end, these molecules grab onto the grease. They dissolve the grease and remove it from your skin or clothes. The other end of the molecule, the water-loving end, ensures that these molecules still hanging onto their load of grease or fat can dissolve in the water. So, thanks to the special molecules in soap, the greasy, dirty fat has left your skin or clothes and is now floating in the water. And if you wash the soapy rinse water down the sink, well, your hands or clothes will be left clean. So what is this soap? Well, soap is the congealed, slippery gloop left behind after you boil together just two substances, a fat and an alkali. Soap was almost certainly invented by accident. Sometime in the distant past, somebody tried to remove some animal fat from their clothes by rubbing it with water and the ashes from a fire. You see, if you burn plants, the remaining ash is rich in potassium carbonate, an alkali. Some 4,000 years ago, the Hittites of Asia Minor added the ash of the soapwort plant to water, and they washed their hands with it. And around the same time, the Sumerians of Ur used alkali solutions for the same purpose. But today, we make soaps in three stages. Stage number one is called saponification. You simply boil together two components, a fat and an alkali. Now, a fat can be vegetable, you know, olive oil or coconut oil and so on, or animal fats, such as beef tallow, goat fat, and so on. Alkalis can be potassium salts, sodium salts, and so on. And one type is very easily found in the ashes of plants, and that's potassium carbonate. Stage two is drying, and a slippery solid is left after the water has been boiled and evaporated away. And stage number three is milling, or fine grinding, and this stage makes sure that any over-dried lumps of soap get ground so finely that they no longer feel gritty. And this process will give you a basic soap. Now, something similar to soap was made in ancient Babylon around 2800 BC, and in Egypt around 1550 BC. Around 600 BC, the seagoing Phoenicians made a soap similar to the soaps that we have today. They added the ash of plants, rich in potassium, and the fat of goats to water, and then they boiled it. And after evaporating the water and letting the residue cool down, they were left with a waxy solid soap. Bingo! They were great traders, and they sold it to the Greeks and the Romans for cleansing purposes, and apparently to the Gauls as a laxative. Well, that's according to the Roman writer Pliny the Elder, who was a little critical of the Gauls. Anyhow, the ancient Celts of Britannia also made soap from the ashes of plants and the fats of animals. They called it sapo, which gives us the modern word soap. And by 300 AD, a chemist, Zosimos of Panopolis in Egypt, was skilled in soap making, and he wrote about it. And so there was a soap makers' guild in Naples in the 6th century, and in Spain in the 8th century. And also in the 8th century, the Arab intellectual Jabir ibn Hayyan wrote about using soap for washing the body. So, even though we've had soap for millennia, we've only recently worked out the correct temperature for washing your hands, and that will all come out in a wash next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?